Okay, we say that in church that the preacher preaches a
good sermon.
Mm-hmm. And you might occasionally hear someone say, you know, I go to church to hear the sermon, but somebody else might say, I don't care anything about the sermon, I go to hear the
singing.
And then sometimes if you have a musical instrument also, you have singing and you also have musical,
piano.
And you say you have instrumental
music.
And if the music is extremely good, you say it certainly was.
Beautiful.
I suppose you were doing something on Sunday morning before church, and you thought you had time to get there, but you got caught in traffic, and you didn't get there. And you say, church will be over
before I get there.
Okay, how do we refer to the bad guy who's the opposite of God?
Wicked.
Yeah, and what do we call
him? Sinner. Sinner, usually, isn't it?
Yeah, and do we have some nicknames for this devil?
Satan.
Yeah, how do we picture him if we draw pictures of him? Sometimes stroking him.
The horn and the tail.
You're talking about someone who's acting like the devil, and since you say, your meat is the old
devil.
Okay, sometimes, especially around Halloween or other times with kids, people will think they see things in a graveyard.
Ghosts. Spooks, most of the time.
If there's a house in the neighborhood that's supposed to have ghosts in it, you say it's a
haunted house.
Okay, it's getting on toward evening, it's getting a little bit cool. You say, that's not a sweater, it's getting
cool.
Someone wants you to go someplace, and you really don't want to, but you will if they really insist. You say, I'll go if you insist, but I
don't want to, or hate to.
If I give them my choice, I'd
rather stay at home.
Talking about someone, a friend maybe you haven't seen for a long time, moved away, and you see him, how would you express your feelings about seeing him? You say, I'm
glad to see you.
Somebody owns a great deal of land, you say, he owns
a ranch or a
big farm.
Mm-hmm. You're responding to someone, and your answer is yes. If you want to express a great deal of enthusiasm, something stronger than yes would be, yes, I
do.
Or that is
sure, that is right.
Someone says, can you really do that, something you promised to do? And you say, I
think I can.
In this community, what who would use the terms yes sir and yes ma'am, and who are they using to?
Well, children usually do that if they're good mannered, mm-hmm. to their parents or to their school teachers.
Mm-hmm. And what age would they stop doing that?
Stop. I'd say 12, 10 or 12.
So will there be people in the community that even young adults might keep saying yes sir and yes ma'am to?
Well, the doctors or maybe a minister.
So this would be very polite usage.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe to their teachers.
If someone intensely disliked to go someplace, you might say he just
hates to go.
And if you got all of a sudden just extremely cold, like overnight, you say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
really cold.
Somebody's extremely surprised in conversation. How might they express that surprise?
Sure.
They might say, would they say something? Just if they're really
They'd say, oh my. My goodness.
Anything stronger, they might say.